Following the example of several creators and friends, I have decided to put together a thread that I will hopefully remember to send out nearish the beginning of each month that comprises the various ways in which tea and other projects can be supported or acquired. If you'd prefer to listen to this thread rather than read it, that link is here. This method, of course, lacks unclickable URLs, but that's a hurdle I may actually hope technology doesn't figure out yet, given what we have been seeing and not seeing with AI. On to the list of ways in which you can interact with or support the work of words and tea. To start, of course, there is the shop. Within the shop, there is the sale bin. Most of what ends up in there is essentially overflow from the work of tea. Taking photos produces extra tea. Batch sizing often means the test batch goes into the sale bin as the tin will suddenly be full. Every so often I need to clear space for new teas, and when it is too full, like now, it actually ends up being a blockade of sorts for moving forward on some of the steps it takes to move a tea from idea to release. Secondly, there is the scratch and dent section. At the moment, it primarily contains odds and ends attached to my reduce, reuse, recycle fixation. 3-2-1 contact in Sesame Street left me with habits and thoughts, and there will eventually be more to it, as I have plans, but it will take time to get it there. If you'd like to receive happy tea mail each month, with some options at a lower price point than most streaming services, you can sign up for that here. I can only offer subscriptions through PayPal at the moment, so please read the listing and click through to the necessary interaction with the currently required evil. Every month, I choose a tea, or create one specifically for the month, write a letter explaining why it was chosen, and if it is new, why it was made to begin with, and then it gets sent out to all of my standard Tea of the Month Club subscribers. I record the audio for the letters as well, in case that is the easier method of consuming words. If what I do is neat, and you'd like to contribute to the process, and you're good on tasty, handcrafted, geeky hot beverages, I do have a Patreon, a Ko-fi, and there's a tip jar in the shop. With enough regular support, I will be able to improve many things. Some attached to the work, and some attached to keeping me functional enough to continue the work. Lastly, for now, there are several newsletters you can sign up for, ranging from the Monthly Brew, which is an overview and update of what is going on with tea and life, to notifications of the passwords for locked content posts, or impending microfiction, or... That's it for now. If you made it this far, I appreciate the read.